come back to it. All right, so with Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson telling people now go vote in person, with more than 1.5 million ballots unaccounted for of the 3 million or so that were more than 3 million, I guess, were mailed out. But 1.5 million votes have not come back. Voters have not returned those. And now she's saying vote in person, because if you don't, you risk your vote not being counted if you send it through the mail. Now, we've seen the cases of coronavirus spiking over 2,000 a day, a couple of days in a row, right? I mean, we've been seeing this. Isn't that what we've been looking at? So, wasn't the point of Democrats screaming about mail-in voting, at least the pretense for it, was to protect people from COVID-19? That was the pretense, right? I mean, that's what that was the selling point. And now she's saying, go ahead and vote in person because your ballot might not get there in time. But when Republicans said, hey, voting in person is really important, they were mocked, ridiculed. You're going to put people at risk and people are going to die. What's the difference? Why the hypocrisy now? Obviously, it's pretty clear. It's pretty clear as to what's going on here. Now that the Democrats are concerned about what happens in the election and the outcomes, go vote in person. Yeah, go vote in person. That's the new push. Of course it is. Hypocrisy, anyone? Yeah, hypocrisy, well, of course, there's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy. And, you know, as you look at the spike in cases and everything going on, you have no, I mean, yesterday, let's see, 1,586 cases. I mean, we're at a daily average that's as high as it was in early April, 2,030 cases on the 15th. 2015 cases on the 16th. Those are by far the highest numbers recorded, right? Highest numbers recorded, and we're at a 7-day moving average of 1,620 cases per day as of the 19th, the last time I saw it updated. That puts us the highest point. We're almost at a record high. That was April the 7th. Now, I'm confused because we've seen the mask mandates, the lockdowns, the shutdowns, the schools closed. 90% of the people or more use the mask almost always. They follow the rules. That's what the numbers say. 90% of people follow the rules. And yet you're telling me the virus is acting like a virus. Because right now we're at a point where the cases are going to be higher than they have been since April. Now, daily death rates, the highest day recorded recently was 32. Of course, a good number of those were from reviewing previous records and attributing those records to people that died previously. So I don't really know the single-day record. The most recorded in a day was 232, but 100 of those were, you know. But so we've had a spike in deaths in the last few days. From the 13th, we had 30 deaths on the 13th reported, 32 on the 15th, 23 on the 17th. Yesterday, we had 22. But still, we're a state of 10 million people. And again, I ask you if it's so dangerous to vote, because it was so dangerous to vote when we had less cases. So dangerous to vote back when we were having, you know, 400, 500 cases a day. Now we've got 2,000 cases a day. And your Secretary of State is saying, no, you need to go vote in person. You see something wrong there? Yeah, I see something wrong there. All right, so let me give you some comparisons here. I talked about the IBD tip poll a couple of times this morning. Joe Biden leading Donald Trump 48.1% to 45.8%, a 2.3% margin splitting the two. Hillary Clinton entered Election Day 2016 with a 2.1% lead. This is going to fluctuate. It gets changed every day. It's going to go up and down and move around. We'll see what happens. But let me compare this date, October 21st, 2016, to October 21st, 2020. In North Carolina, on this date, Hillary Clinton had a 2.6% lead, Joe Biden a 2% lead. Pennsylvania, on this date, Hillary Clinton had a 7.2% lead, Joe Biden has a 3.8% lead. In Michigan, according to the polls, and this is the average from Real Clear Politics, the average in Michigan for Hillary Clinton on October 21, 2016 was 10.8%. That was the average of the polls. Joe Biden's lead, 7.3%, the same average. Wisconsin, Clinton plus 6.5, Biden plus 6.2. In Minnesota, Clinton 9.5, Biden 6.6. The point being is Joe Biden, the only state that I can find that it's different is Arizona. The only state that might have an advantage for Joe Biden in all of these compared to Hillary Clinton is Arizona. He is a weaker candidate, my friends. He's a weaker candidate based on the numbers. Whether or not you believe polls or not, these are the same polling companies and the same polling outfits, except that Trafalgar has been involved a little bit more this year. Not much, but a little bit, and not all of the states I mentioned, but a little bit. And in the top battlegrounds, Joe Biden continues to lose his advantage. All right? 52 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
There's plenty to worry about these days. Your water shouldn't be one of them. You need Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system. I've had a Wolverine Water reverse osmosis system for years, and honestly, my family loves it. We don't fill our shopping cart with bottles of water, and we don't fill the trash with empty bottles. Wolverine Water's reverse osmosis system gives you clean, fresh, and healthy alkaline water and gives you peace of mind. So why wait? Special offers are available now, and you can enjoy the best water of your life. WolverineWaterSystems.com. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.